Blog Talk Radio.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
GQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3, intruder alert. GQ 3, intruder alert.
Not really an intruder, guys. Not really an intruder. I keep telling you this. Hi, good evening, and welcome to Madam Perry Salon. I am your host and cruise director, Madam Perry, also known as Jennifer Perry, and I am so happy to bring this guest to you tonight. I'm always happy. I have the most fascinating guest, I think, of anyone. And tonight is definitely no exception. Tonight's guest I've been trying to get for a very long time for you because she's so busy, and you're going to find out exactly why it's taken me a while and why I'm so excited. This lady is an actress. She's been a talk radio talent, a radio personality, a television news anchor reporter, for which she has been Emmy nominated. She's an actress. I could just keep on going, but I'm so excited. I want to have her here right now. Oh, she's got her own, she's the creator and CEO of her own entertainment business called Sparkle E Entertainment. And I am thrilled to welcome here to Madam Perry Salon, Yvette Dabney. Yvette, come on in.
Thank you so much, Jennifer Perry. It is an honor to be here on your show.
It's a delight to have you here. I know it looks a little odd in here. You got through the beaded curtains okay and past my security guards and just kind of nice cushions.
Everything is nice, just like Jeannie's bottle.
Yeah, and so hopefully some nice cushions here. Now, be careful. I had a couple of mystery writers in here not long ago. They're not where you're sitting. They're a little further down. They were a little further down, and I think they left a burrito in there. I don't know what the deal is, but, you know.
It's nice and comfy.
But good. I hope I have like all the cushions nice and fluffy for you. So, welcome.
Thank you.
And I'm in Atlanta. You're over on the West Coast, although, you know, stranger
Los
to
Angeles.
Atlanta. How is the weather? Los Angeles, how's the weather in L.A. today?
Summer is in full effect here in Los Angeles. Very warm. People are out and about enjoying the city. And it's just a very active day in L.A.
Fantastic. I am so glad to hear that. And I don't know. Like I said, I don't know where to begin. I explained that, you know, you're so busy. You've got so much going on. And that's why it took me a while to kind of get you slowed down long enough to be on the show. You know, I've looked over your website a few months back, and I don't know where to begin. So I'm just going to start with some of the first things I saw. One is, I've seen your videos, and I've seen you on the news before, and you're a fantastic journalist and anchor. And I think there was even one or
Thank
two
you.
Where you were out in some weather. I don't know how. We always wonder how you guys stay looking so good and keep everything going on, whether it's raining or something or things going on. But you were nominated for an Emmy, weren't you?
Yes, actually, for my coverage of the California wildfire. What's so interesting about that situation was that I was actually up in L.A. in Beverly Hills working on a fashion segment, for a special report that I was going to do, and this breaking news happened, and we rush off to that, and that ends up being the story, one of the stories that helped to define me in that market, and of course, ultimately lead to the Emmy nomination.
So, how long did you do? Anchor, like TV news reporting and anchoring?
Actually, let's see. I started pretty much right out of college, about a few months, a year out of college, and I continued to do that for about 15 years. 2 years here, 3 years there, 1 year here, 3 years, 4 years there. back and forth all along the coast until I ended up in San Diego, and then I moved to L.A. from there.
Which I think in broadcast media, that's pretty much the nature of the business, isn't it?
Absolutely, which is full circle where why I'm here today, because we have to constantly reinvent and refresh ourselves to keep viewers and people interested in what we have to say. So we always have to come up with a different way to present interesting things that people want to listen to, people want to read. And so that is why I developed the blog, because I wanted to continue to create those interesting stories and follow entertainment and fashion and food, interesting restaurants, and things that will enhance your lifestyle, bring a little sparkle to your life. And that's where the sparkle E comes from. And E, of course, for Urban, sparkly. Sparkly for Yvette.
I like it. I like it a lot. Now, you're also an actress. And when I say actress, I mean you are SAG Screen Actors Guild. And what
absolutely.
Is it, After American? Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Actually, I got my start. Actually, I did a little bit as a child and little commercials and things here and there. But when I was in San Diego, they will often contact me and want me to play the part of a reporter in TV shows and movies. And that ultimately led to opportunities to do other roles, other small things. And then I just decided I was going to further pursue the entertainment aspect of television. And I would go back and forth. I had an agent in L.A., and I would drive back and forth from San Diego to L.A., you know, for different parts and to audition. And I just ultimately made the decision, you just need to step out on faith, believe in your gifts and the talent that God has blessed you with, and just step out on faith and see where this is going to take you. So I stepped out on faith and decided to move up to L.A. and try and pursue this a little more and check out some other avenues in entertainment and branch out. So that's why I'm here today, and I continue to try and seek as many opportunities as I can, which is why I'm busy, because you have to always look for the next thing. You know,
well,
that's only as good as the last thing that you did, so you have to constantly keep that going and seek out other opportunities and create them for yourself. So that's what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely showbiz. Now, could you tell us any of your favorite roles as an actress or your favorite situations? Because I've had some people on here, like I had Edward Reed and Ryan Monolopoulos, who are, well, they're producing films. They're also actors. And they told us some fun stories and some wacky stories about acting. And so would you share a couple, maybe a really special story, and then a story that was just like something out of Twilight Zone, anything kind of crazy?
I'll share two.
Okay.
One was Larry David. I was in a scene with Larry David. Of course, you know him. Created from Seinfeld,
yeah.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. And we actually were in a scene together, and he was able to coach me through that. And that was the biggest honor for me, to be in that scene with Larry David, the great Larry David. So that was something that I will never forget. He was very kind. He was very encouraging. And it was just great to be in that scene with him. And then another thing was I had a part where I was pushed by Vivica Fox. And people were like, oh, what was it like to get pushed by Vivica Fox? It was getting played. And I think she was on a hunt trying to find out what was going on with the guy that she had an interest in or that she was dating. And I was just an innocent bystander just there in the place of business. And she thought that maybe he might have been coming to see me, and she pushed me out of the way in that scene. And a lot of people remember that in that particular scene. And so that's a memory I will never forget. And we had to do it over and over and over and over again. Everybody's like, ha, 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 ha. What was it like to get pushed by Vivica Fox? But she was very gracious and very nice. And, of course, it's always wonderful to see her. And it was great to be able to share that funny moment in the movie, in the scene with her.
I would imagine just being, I mean, for one thing, to be coached through a scene you're in with Larry David, and to be doing a scene, you know, in contact with Vivica Fox, I mean, that's the kind of thing you can't pay for, that kind of experience. I mean, that you can put a price on that, as far
Absolutely.
As practice and training for an actor.
Absolutely. And these were just great moments, gee whiz moments that I will never forget, and grateful for having those small opportunities.
Gosh,
with those
yeah.
big stars.
So, but they were all pretty nice to work with then.
Absolutely, they were.
Like,
it was just a
yeah.
pleasure. It's just a pleasure.
Okay. I'm not going to ask you to name anybody that you didn't want to work with, because that wouldn't be very good for either one of us. But yeah, there's some things that you do, you know, like that you'll keep and you'll remember. Because I used to do extra work, and I remember some of the people. I usually seem like the biggest stars were the easiest to work with and get along with. And I remember there was a director on one movie I worked on who he had his kids with him, and they were young. And so when we were waiting for our scenes as extras, some of us would play cards with the little girl, with the guy's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She's very young, very sweet little girl. And
mm-hmm.
so I can't help but think about sitting under a tree in Sonoya, Georgia, playing cards or poker or whatever with
mm-hmm.
little Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, you know what? I will say that the experiences that I had, particularly with featured roles or speaking parts, the people have been very generous and very gracious, and I felt so extremely blessed to have those opportunities. And as you know, it's very difficult to get your little breaks and your little opportunities, and that's why I cherish those even more, that I was able to do those parts and just a couple of other things with people. I have not had anything that I would perceive as negative, because I'm such an upbeat, positive person. I'm going to always find a way to spin it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very respectful of people and very friendly. And people can pick up these vibes when they are around you. So they can tell what type of person that you are, and it seems that I just always attract positive energy, because that's what I want. And if not, then I just kind of steer clear.
Very good, very wise. That's great advice for anybody, actually.
Actually, yes.
And you know, and that's true. And there's so many. That's the thing that people don't think about. There's so many people in line for each job. And no matter
Absolutely.
Where you are in that business, so many people, well, these days there's a lot of jobs it's that way, but so many people waiting for that one spot. And I said, you know, people could be at any other kind of job and say, well, I was going to go for the supervisor job, but there's three other people applying. Well, you know, try being an actor, and there's maybe 3,000 people going for the same job you are. So, yeah.
Absolutely. I have to do a lot to, you know, of course, keep myself motivated and keep my spirits up. And writing is a way that I'm able to do that. But I also seek out a lot of inspirational quotes. And one I think is very fitting that I could share with what we're talking about was from Dolly Parton. She says, well, honey, I've never had to step on anybody in this business. Now, I've had to step around some folks. That's what you just have to do. And I just remember her saying that. Remember when I was saying, you know, you just kind of keep it moving on the high road. That's one of my personal quotes. Just stay on that high road. Do what's the right thing. Stay on the high road. Keep it moving forward. And just veer around whatever you have to, but just stay on course. And when she said that, I said, oh, my goodness, that is just so right on time. I will never forget that. And you can just see her, and she's very perky, and she's very spirited and upbeat, and just the type of positive energy that I needed. And she said that at a time when I needed to hear something like that, because let's be real, we're human. We're not machines.
Yeah.
And this business is full of rejection, which is why you have to constantly reinvent yourself, and you have to constantly hustle and keep your grind going. But you have to find ways to keep yourself encouraged. Encourage yourself, because you can't depend on other people to do it. And no matter how nice or how talented or how skilled you may be, there's always somebody out there a little bit better, and there's always somebody who might just think, well, they want to be a little more competitive with you. But you just have to just be gracious, and you just have to just as I say, stay in your own lane, and that own lane should be on the high road, and you just keep moving forward and doing the right thing, and I honestly believe that, you know, that road will lead you to success.
Oh, so very true. I did not know that quote from Dolly Parton, but I know she certainly is a wise woman. She's as wise as she is talented, and I say it a lot.
She sure is. She said, I've never had to step on anybody, but I've had to move, step around some folks. I said, well, all right. I know that's right.
That's true, because she was not born into the business. I mean, she really had to work her way through. Now, you were, just a few minutes ago, you said that you talked about your writing. Tell me about Yvette the writer.
Oh, yes. I love to write. It comes from my childhood. And that goes to show you when they say teachers have a positive influence on you and it can last the rest of your life. It's so true. I remember a teacher giving us a writing assignment in the third grade, and I wrote it, and she said, this is so good. I'm going to put this in the school newspaper. And she continued to keep me encouraged about writing, and I found that it was a nice escape. I can come up with any kind of stories. I can create the characters. I could give them the words to say. I can write things that I want to see, that I want to know about. I can visit places and describe it to people in a way that will make it intriguing and interesting. I can go to a Hollywood event and make people feel like they were there. And I realize that there's power in the pen, or nowadays we use computers and handheld devices. But still, there's so much power in the words that you choose to use to liven up a report and to make people feel that they are genuinely a part of it and that they are experiencing it and seeing it through your eyes, just like you did when you were able to be there. So writing is just a pleasure for me. I write everything from, I guess, feature stories to news stories. I've also penned a couple of spec scripts for television shows. I'm really, really into TV and film, so I study a lot of different types of production work, you know, of course, comedy, drama, dramedies, and I really immerse myself in it, and I get to know those characters, and I know them so well that I can hear them speaking to me, and next thing you know, I want to write, too. I want to see what's going to happen if this character is in this situation, and that is what prompted me to come up with a couple of spec scripts that I have written, and again, that writing game is also very challenging in Hollywood because there are a lot of people who want to be able to write, and of course, you have to be connected to the right producers and the right shows in order to get those opportunities. But Spike Lee recently gave some great advice when he was speaking at Spelman College. I happened to be at an event when he previewed one of his films, and he said, if you want to be a writer, just write. And I said, Eureka, that's exactly what I'm doing with SparkleEEntertainment.com. My blog, I'm able to write about travel. These are things that I like that I think other people will like, and I want them to experience it and see it the way I do. And again, to make their eyes sparkle because they're reading something that's intriguing. I love travel. I love good food. I love dining in great restaurants. I love entertainment, everything about it, from, you know, like I mentioned, television and film and stage production. And I want to go and see these things and let people know, hey, this is great, positive. It's all about good news. As the saying goes, it's all good. That's what it is when you want to have some sparkle, when you want to have brightness. Everything I write is going to be good, and I want it to uplift your spirits, and I want it to enlighten you. I want it to inspire you and educate you. So writing is powerful.
And Yvette, we need that. We need that more and more these days. We really do. Somebody to uplift
us.
We need. And there are some people that do it, but there are more. We need all the uplifting people we can get, or people that give us hope, or give us entertainment, or give us a sense of that things are going to be better, that there's light at the end of the tunnel, and the bulb's not going to burn out.
Absolutely. You know, some people like to be critical about things and find fault and point fingers. I'm one of those people who's always looking for what's good. If I'm going to see this movie, or if I'm going to see this TV show, I'm going in with the attitude, well, oh, this is going to be good. I'm looking for what's going to be good, and I want to be able to share and focus on those things.
Let me ask, and I knew that you were a script writer, but, oh, talking about your website, and by the way, if you're listening and you have a question or you want to talk with Yvette Dabney, Sparkle E Entertainment, the number here at Madame Perry Salon is 646-716-9922, and that is toll-free in the continental U.S. So give us a call with anything. She's a lot of fun to talk to. So tell me, your website is fantastic. Now, you're right. You have
a blog,
but you also, you create, you produce and create videos.
Yes, I do, because I have always been a very lively person. I remember when I was a child, my grandmother used to say, she is a character. So you know, it was the way she would say character. But I am a very lively person, and, you know, people who know me say, well, okay, she's always like that, you know, just very outgoing. So, again, it's one thing for me to be able to write, you know, that, hey, I'm here, or, hey, I'm experiencing this, or, hey, I want you to come with me on this adventure and let's go and check it out. It's one thing for me to write it and try and find the right words to make it jump off of the page. But then if I'm actually on video, you can see my excitement and see my eyes light up, and I can show you, hey, let's look over here, and, you know, and with the video, I like that. And those things would help my stories to stand out when I would do feature reports and news as well. I mean, of course, I did a lot of hard news, but my feature stories were always very memorable because I was always trying to find that unique way to do it to make it just a little bit different than what everybody else was doing. And that's just basically the way I am. I just want to be a little bit different.
Yes, that's what I like about watching videos, and even watching videos of things you've done reporting in the field on TV news. Because I kept thinking, I've never met you, but when I watch them, you know, I feel like it's my friend telling me about it. Like some friend, hey, and over here, you know, you talk about what's the weather or whatever was going on. But you made me feel like you were talking to me and I was your buddy and I was your friend.
That's exactly what I want to do. I want you to feel that you are not a stranger and that you are with me and that we are friends and that we are familiar and that you are actually experiencing this with me. I don't want anyone to ever feel like they're a stranger or anyone to feel like, you know, I'm talking at them. I want them to feel like we're in this thing together. Hey, let's go experience this. Hey, let's check this out. Well, I'm tasting this. It's taste like this, or can you relate to this particular situation? I just want people to be in the moment with me.
Good too about since you really are in the world of Hollywood television script writing, your SAG-AFTRA, you know, you are really in this world. Tell me, do you think that these days, and it is still hard, it's very hard for people to get. Sometimes there's so many people competing for one little slot somewhere, one job, one position, and to get in. But do you think that these days with the advent of social media and people being able to maybe do a Periscope or a Meerkat or create their own things on YouTube or their own video equipment, do you think it sometimes is a little bit easier for some people to go ahead and create their own shows, but maybe low budget, but to get their name out and get a little buzz going?
Absolutely. The most famous people that we have in Hollywood and just in the world of entertainment right now, I would say a majority of those were discovered on things like Periscope and YouTube and reality shows. For the first time in our history, unknowns living in the smallest towns in the largest cities who would virtually go unnoticed are now having the opportunity to be seen and plucked out by major producers, by major television shows, by major directors, and they become sometimes instant stars. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but it's definitely a fast track. It's a lot different than ever before. So just the common person who knows how to, say, do makeup or cook or who likes to watch movies and likes to express their feelings about those movies, or who wants to take people on a special adventure. These people are able to have their personality showcase, full, just surf around, and they're looking for something interesting. They want something different. And we're now in the digital age when people want to see what they want to see when they want to see it. And when people are waiting or they're have extra time at a restaurant, they're instantly going to these sites and they're just trying to find what's going to grab their attention. Just not having to wait until they're actually at home to be able to sit in front of a TV. With this age of digital media, there's more opportunity for people to be able to surf the web and see television shows and listen to podcasts and watch videos and, of course, focus on YouTube. And this is just more of an opportunity for more people to be seen.
And, you know, I wasn't until a few years, three or four years ago, and I was probably the last person on the planet to know this, but I had read the story in Vanity Fair about how Justin Bieber was discovered because his family kept putting his videos of him dancing
on YouTube.
I mean, come on.
Yes, Prince. I think Prince has also discovered a couple of talented people. Beyonce discovered a talented group of sisters on, you know, by seeing their music. Patti LaBelle was able to give national attention to a young man who sang The Goodness of Her Pies. I mean, you know, all of these people have had opportunity after opportunity to open up because they just, 30 seconds, 10 seconds on YouTube or whatever digital platform they chose to use, and the right people happen to see it. Do you know that networks now have designated people to surf all of the different digital platforms looking for interesting talent?
Oh, really? Are you serious?
There are designated people who look for these things. So now there's an opportunity, but mind you, it's like it's a lot of people, like you were saying. You know, there's a lot of people to look at. It's like every day it's more and more and more. But these people getting these likes, and if they get enough likes, then more people are going to be able to see it because it's going to be, I guess, front and center. I think, like, right now one of the popular sensations is a baby who is acting out Rocky's fighting moves, and that's like one of the number one videos right now. He's in a diaper in front of a large screen TV just punching away. So this kid could probably end up getting a commercial or end up getting a part in a television show or a film. That's just one example.
Yeah, I saw that today.
See?
Actually, somebody put it up on Facebook and I saw it, you know, and I thought it was, I didn't know it was so popular. I said, oh, well, just picture him going to get the, hope he doesn't go eat, drink a bunch of raw eggs or something, you know, just kind of, I had no idea. And that kid knows it.
See, and enter Facebook and Instagram. Not only these videos are circulated on YouTube and Periscope, you know, and then you have more platforms that they can just keep. It's like gifts that keep on giving, keep on giving. Oh, now you're going to put it on this. Oh, now you're going to put it on that. Somebody else is going to discover and say, hey, well, I'm going to put it on my site. And it just goes and goes and goes. It's like the domino effect all over the world. It's just, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Now, Yvette, what if, and it is, I mean, what, who would have thought that if all I had to do, if I wanted to be on, you know, a national morning television show, was just to put on a Chewbacca mask. Who knew? I had to, you know, like the, you know, the Chewbacca mask mom, or I don't know what she is, but she got so many hits on the video that she was everywhere. Who knew?
It's just the smallest things, and if it just happens to be the right day at the right moment and the right people happen to see it, that's just it. It takes off like a rocket. I am currently getting media coaching and getting posting instruction from Marky Costello here in Los Angeles. And she has been preaching to us consistently about how the digital platform is opening up with a lot of the well-known magazines, a lot of the fashion outlets, a lot of the famous chefs. All these people are coming up with programming on digital platforms. And she's saying that, you know, a lot of these people are being discovered on, you know, YouTube, as we mentioned, Periscope, and she keeps telling us that we need to continue to post up videos. And that, of course, there are those people who scout and who look for new talent on these actual platforms. So she is always telling, you know, students to make sure that you always try and find some type of intriguing video, whatever your brand is, whether it's entertainment, whether it's makeup, whether it's being a mother, being a father, if it's outdoor sports you like, whatever, it's, that's just the beauty of it. It could just be anything. It doesn't have to be anything specific. The strangest things can also catch attention. You know, people are like, how do you build a campfire and what are the best foods to cook if you have a campfire? Somebody can do a tutorial on that and it can be number one, just like that, and that can lead to a show for someone.
You know, you're so right. The thing is, I'm glad to hear you testify to this, Yvette, because as a publicist, you know, when I try to teach some of my clients, no, you need to get a video. You know, you need to get this. This will help you. Well, I don't know why. And I was talking to a guy yesterday. It's hopefully a new client. And he was like, well, who would watch this? You know, why would it? I said, look, I pulled out my key fob, and I've got a Volkswagen. I said, this key thing, the battery was going dead. And so I bought the battery, but I didn't know how to get it in there. So I went to YouTube, how to put a battery in the Volkswagen.
Those people are becoming stars as well, instructional people for anything. Yes, because, you know, you want to know about how to use this function on your phone. You're right, your keychain. How do you use this blender? How do you use this curling iron? How do you apply this new makeup that's come out, these new sponge eggs? How do you use these? And these people are becoming instant stars by simply sharing how to use things. These are like,
they get a following, they get sponsors.
That's the key. Following and sponsors. That's it. That is it. You can get a following.
And this man just looked at me like I was just making this up from outer space. You know, I said, no, I'm serious. You can get just about anything you need to know. You can find some instructions or information.
People are curious. Don't you want to know about things that you don't know anything about? And just think, people are surfing, you know, just like you channel surf. They're doing this with videos. And if they see something that's interesting, like, what? Wait a minute, let me stop. Okay, look at this. Oh, my God, I never knew that this is what it takes to be able to apply makeup this way. And next thing you know, men and women are looking at these things and thinking, this is really interesting. I'm learning something. I know someone who needs to know this. I can share this information, or I just want to know for myself. And there's just so much. If you are a person of the world, there are so many different elements that make this world go round, and a lot of things are interesting. And just the mere fact that we don't have to wait anymore for one television show to come on, and that's all we get. And the next television show come on, and that's all we get. No, we have a choice, a plethora of wonderful things that we can watch and learn from and be inspired about and be intrigued about and share with your girlfriends or your guy friends and relationships. Oh, my gosh, that's another popular topic.
Let me ask you this. Now, Yvette, do you also do media coaching for people who are actors or?
Well, actually, I have, because when I was in San Diego, I actually used to work with children. I would work with the San Diego school system, and I actually taught kids about the news business. We actually created a student-run newscast. I had my anchors and my reporters, and they covered the jump roping competition to raise money for the Heart Association, and they covered the art class working on special art presentations for the art show, and whatever was happening in the school. And I had my staff there. We had someone who did the weather. We had someone who talked about saving your allowance, a financial reporter. I mean, it was really cute. And we would work on covering all of these different topics, and we would put together our newscast and run it live, and actually, you know, train some people on the camera. And I would do the editing, but they would write the stories, and they would be the talent, and it would run on closed circuit television for the entire school to see. So, and then we also learned about filmmaking, and they put together a film. They came up with the topic, they came up with the script, and I helped them with it. And we learned about the different jobs on set, and everybody took on a responsibility, and we all put together a very short film. And the kids won an award for the San Diego Film Festival. And I was so proud. They all looked so great, and they were introduced on stage, and they were able to present their film. And so that was great. So I was able to coach them, and that was one of the most wonderful experiences to watch those young minds, those eager young sponges, just take in all that information and just blossom. Kids would come in, they'd be shy, or some would be a little too rambunctious, and they were intrigued and they wanted to learn. And it was just one of the best experiences working with those kids.
Oh, fantastic. That is so wonderful. Well, you know, I've got a couple more cool things about you that I haven't even brought up yet that I want to get to. But first, I'm going to mention some of my fantastic sponsors and play a song. And then, folks, I'll be right back with more of Yvette Dabney, Sparkle E Entertainment. So for right now, folks, you probably saw on my girlfriend Kenya Colbert's children's podcast, Through the Looking Glass with Kenya. She has had a guest a few times, that Kimberly Klecka, and Kimberly writes books for children, and she writes them in several languages. Fantastic. But this is a brand new one, and it's about A Look the Bird, and he's from outer space. Well, the newest one is called A Look's Cool Place in Outer Space. It's a rhyming children's book about his special home in the universe and his wonderful family and his pet dragon called Zagon. Now, let me tell you, even the video for this has got some kind of wonderful, like that electronic music to it that I'll keep playing this afternoon. But Coolamundo, means cool world. They live on the Coolamundo star, which is the tiniest in the universe. And he has a very cool, stylish sister called Lala and a baby brother named Kaya. His father's a scientist who studies the stars and surrounding planets, and his mother is a magical Coolamundo queen that brings life to nature. And you will meet them all in this rhyming children's book. So come and join us on another Coolamundo adventure in space and learn about the Coolamundo language and the fun sport called Lutor. And you know what? Kimberly Klecka, who created Coolamundo, is going to be here on Madame Perry's Salon next Wednesday, the 20th of July. So you definitely want to get checking on her. Also, I've met another interesting guy, Doug Cash. Doug Cash is a musician, singer, songwriter. And right now, I'm going to play a song from his newest CD. The CD is called Singer Songwriter. And this song is called Emotional Treason. And that's what I'm going to play with Doug Cash. See what you think of this guy. I think you're going to like him.
Why would you say true love won't come your way? There is a reason. I don't know why you don't give a damn. Your desire is in your hands. This is your season. You live on bended knees. You refuse to set yourself free. Emotional treason, like the doormat overused by the bully who's living just for you. Swimming in the commode of life, your old happiness, you've the nerve to say. Walking Jackie Robinson's shoes for a day. There is a reason. Emotional treason, like the doormat's overused Lee who's living just for you. Swimming in the commode of life. 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 A reason, emotional treason. This is your season, emotional treason.
All right, that was Doug Cash from his CD Singer Songwriter in his song Emotional Treason. And if you're listen to this on Blog Talk Radio, either live or later after tonight. You see the little slideshow. I've got a picture of Doug's CD cover there, Doug Cash. And I've also got a picture of the book of Alok's Adventures in Outer Space. Oh, excuse me, Alok's Cool Place in Outer Space. So I've got the picture of that book. And then I've also got, and of course you'll see that the beautiful lady in the pictures, that's Yvette Dabney, my guest tonight. And so Yvette.
Yes.
You are the CEO and creator of Sparkle E Entertainment, which is such a fantastic. I think the first time I looked at your website, and it was a few months back, I think I just kind of kept going over and over. And then I remember calling a couple of friends of mine, and telling them, going, you've got to see this thing. This woman, I can't even start to tell you what she does, because I talk about you're Emmy nominated TV journalist and anchor, or news anchor and journalist. That you are an actress, a professional actress, SAG and AFTRA, that you are a script writer, and I tell them that you create videos. And then there's also in the business, and I think they thought that I was just, kind of like making this up. I said, no, she's really legit. She's done this. Trust me, I'm seeing her video. I'm seeing her website. But then you also have another part of your business, where you create and conduct tours of Hollywood. Have I got that right?
Yes. I am actually in the process of trying to develop some tailor-made tours, actually. Because I am very familiar with Hollywood, and I have been a tour guide at well-known motion picture and television studios and to different places of interest here in Hollywood, I wanted to be able to offer people who have a small group, or maybe it's a family, or maybe it's a larger group of people here visiting, I want to be able to tailor make a tour to fit what it is that they want to experience. Because sometimes when you have tours to choose from, you're like, okay, they're going to go here. I only want to go to one of those places. Or, gosh, I only want to do 2 hours and not the 4 hours, or whatever. So I wanted to be able to custom develop tours according to what people were interested in. If someone wanted to go to a particular theme park or a particular amusement area, and they wanted to have someone to give them information and history and share interesting stories about it and guide them through the different parks or through the different experiences, I wanted to be able to do that. Or if people wanted to go and experience the cuisine here in California or on the West Coast, I wanted to be able to choose the most popular spots where people can go and sample something and say, hey, well, this is great. This spot I've been hearing about, or I read about this place in the magazine, or this is a new restaurant that I see that's opening up. I've always wondered what it is that they created that was so great. So I wanted to be able to develop these type of unique tours. And as I mentioned, I always want to do something that's a little bit different. So I also wanted to make sure that people are satisfied. I want people to be able to have the ultimate experience that they expected and that they dreamed about. And I'm all about customer service. I want people to be happy into their lives. So I want to find what is it that we need to do to create the best possible experience for you. If you are visiting California or if you live here already and you want to see it in a different light. And I want to be able to add that special prism to make it shine for you.
I think it sounds to me like you take the entertainer's approach to this tour.
Absolutely, because I want to be able to showcase the best thing that we have, the best things that we have here. And I want to try and find the things that I think people want to know about. I talk to people and I listen, I pay attention and I read a lot. And I try and find out what's trending, what's popular, what it is that people want to know about or what it is that's in the spotlight for the moment. And I want to be able to focus on those things. And I want people to be able to see, again, all the positive aspects of whatever it is that we're doing. If it's a theme park, if it's a historic site, if it's, you know, new restaurants or if it's just places of interest, I want to be able to find the best that there is and focus on that because I want people to leave after anything that I do or say or write. I want people to feel good about it. That's the whole point of everything that I do. I want to lift spirits, you know, because life is short, you know, and there's a lot going on in the world. And we need to have some things that are going to bring goodness and light. So I want to make sure that that would be my mission because a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, another person who wants to focus on entertainment, there's really a need for that. And I say, absolutely, there is definitely a need for that. We need to be able to have some bright spots and places that we can escape and places that can bring us joy because, you know, life is hard. People work hard. People have real life experiences that are happening that are not always pleasant and that are not always easy. And you need to have someone who is going to be able to bring that positive light and put that sparkle back in your eye because, you know, life can wear you down. And I want to find ways to lift you up.
Another way
to enlighten and inspire people is when I get a chance to cover a lot of red carpets. Because people always wonder, what is it really like? Because they're only able to see, you know, just a little bit when people just kind of walk up. They don't actually even get a chance to see what the carpet looks like a lot of times because people are focusing on the face or the expression and sometimes they might do a wide shot, and they can see, you know, the red carpet. And by the way, it's gotten bigger and bigger, you know, over the years. And the term red carpet is loosely used here in Hollywood because now there are a lot of blue carpets as well. There are a lot of blue carpets, but, you know, just the arrival, just the rolling out the carpet to have, you know, the celebrities or the VIPs arrive in designer attire and very sharp-looking tuxedos. It's quite exciting with the light and the action, and I just want to be able to showcase, the people who are arriving in their best light and to be able to ask some things that people might be intrigued to know or something that's a little different to show. You can see more of the person's personality. You're used to them being this particular character on the big screen or on a television show. What are they really like? What do they really enjoy? Are they nervous, or is this something very exciting? Have they looked forward to it? What did they do to prepare for it? You know, I want to ask those questions that people sitting at home want to know. You know, I don't want to just be stiff and formal. You know, I want to, you know, really get these people to be relaxed and want them to talk to me. And, you know, again, like you were saying, you know, like a friend, I want them to be able to know, hey, well, she seems approachable. I'm going to go and talk to her, or I know she looks pleasant, or she's going to make me smile or say something to make me laugh. You know, that's the approach that I use, you know, and it's a very big experience there with, you know, so many famous people that are actually asking the questions on the opposite end of the mic who are just as popular as the people who are coming down the carpet. So it's really quite different, quite a wonderful experience just to be there.
Oh, wow. I can't imagine. That's just such a fantastic. Well, I think that you definitely, Yvette Dabney, you are definitely answering your calling in life. You share information. You give us all a peek on the inside of the world of Hollywood and glam. And you give us a lot of hope, a lot of entertainment, a lot of smiles. If I come to Los Angeles, and as I was telling you a few days ago when you and I were talking, if I come to Los Angeles with some friends of mine, and we'd come up later, we'd say, you know, Yvette, we're looking for a certain kind of food or some kind of a special experience while we're here. You're going to be able to tell us, show us exactly what we need, aren't you?
Yes. First, I'm not just going to force anything on you. I want to know what you like. You know, what kind of things do you like? Are you open to Middle Eastern food? Are you open to, because, you know, one thing about Los Angeles I like so much, this is a multicultural mecca. I mean, we have everything here. Any type of food, spice of life, any type of custom tradition, it's here. We have all types. We have, you know, the Western flavors. We have the Mideastern flavors. We have so much to offer. And first I want to know is what type of food do you like? Do you prefer American cuisine, or do you like something that's a little more exotic? Do you like island type food? Do you like fruit? Do you like sweet? Mm-hmm. Do you like savory? Do you like seafood? Do you like Mexican food? Do you like Asian cuisine? Do you? Because we have all of those best restaurants here, and it's really just fascinating.
All right. Well, Yvette, if I'm coming with my girls, each one of us is going to have a different answer. So I think you're going to be the perfect person.
And you know what? Another good thing about L.A., our downtown is booming. Restaurants are coming left and right. And I think within a couple of city blocks in downtown, you could get to experience everything that I mentioned. I mean, it is right there.
I love it. I love it.
Right there.
Well, I got to tell you, yes, you are right. There's just so much going on. And, yes, we do need entertainment, and we do need somebody to reach out, be our friend, give us some joy, give us some hope. I certainly hope that is some way that we all give that people can give you as much joy and entertainment as you bring to all of us. And
I appreciate that.
Oh, well, I do mean it. It has been such an absolute pleasure to talk with you, and I'm so glad that you could time for us. You've just been so generous, and I hope that you will please come back to Madame Perry's Salon sometime.
Oh, it will be a pleasure. And again, as I mentioned, you know, I am constantly reinventing myself. I am continuing to stay on that high road, and I am seeking breakthroughs and opportunities as well. I am hoping for more avenues to open up for me to travel. And I just always, you know, say, when I would say my prayers, it's like, if I'm able to be blessed, I want to be a blessing to other people. Whether it's what
yes.
opportunities I get, what I get a chance to experience, I want to be able to share it, and I want to be able to present it in the best possible way that a lot of people can benefit from. You know, I just want to be able to just share the love, as they say, spread the goodness. So I hope that opportunities open up for me, because if I win, a lot of more people will win as well. I'm taking, you know, people on the journey, and it's going to be, as we say, all good. That's what it's about. Everything is on the up and up.
Well, I believe it, because you're putting out so much goodness into the world, and so many of your gifts and your talents that you're sharing. It's got to all come back to you. It's got to. And so, folks, if you want to get to know more about Yvette Dabney, if you want to hire her to work on your video, teach you how to create or produce or create a video for you, if you want her to do commentary on a fashion show, interview people on the red carpet, believe me, she's ready, she's experienced. All you got to do is hand her the mic. She knows what to do. She's also got a Sparkle E Entertainment. If you want to know more, you can look here. I've got a link on this page to Sparkle E Entertainment and Promotions of Los Angeles. I've got a information for her email. Do I have your email on here? I do know that I've got your Twitter and all of your other
Sparkle,
information.
Yes. Yvette Dabney at Twitter, Yvette Dabney at Instagram. I need followers because, of course, as we mentioned, in this digital age, you have to have a lot of followers in order for producers or directors or casting directors to want to pay attention to you. You have to have a lot of people following you. So bring along a friend, bring along 100 friends, and follow Yvette Dabney at Twitter and Instagram. And the website address is www.sparkle-e.com and also YvetteDabney.wordpress.com. I appreciate the support, and I can certainly use the encouragement because I want to give it right back to you, and we have to kind of keep each other encouraged. And I want to thank you, Jennifer.
Yes, we do.
The madam of the lounge. And the auntie name of entertainment. You know, everybody can use an auntie name. And by the way, that was one of my favorite movies. I have to mention that to you.
Really?
I love the old movies. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I like what's coming out new here in Hollywood, but I love my classic films and my black and white and even those colorful films. The auntie name, that was one of my favorites. I loved it. She brought adventure and excitement.
Auntie May, I'm opening doors you never knew existed. I have got information about how to find out more about Yvette Dabney on my Madam Perry Salon page on Facebook and on Madam Perry on Twitter, on Perry Jen on Twitter, LinkedIn. I think I put up a big post about it today. This woman is fascinating. If you want sparkle in your life, in your business, in your work, especially if you were in the media, get Yvette Dabney. And Yvette, we're going to see you back here soon. If I don't see you in L.A. first, we'll see you back here at Madam Perry Salon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The pleasure has been mine.
All right, let's dance now.